Blizzard Bus Ride Number 1, a romance story and for ladies. Mr. Oakland was he driving. He was drive to get the place, was Las Vegas, but had made make to drive all the way for 8 hours approximately.
Oh, great.
Yam talked loudly at him. It was too long for enjoyable ride. Just suddenly, there was time to drive faster.
Oh no, speed limit!
He announced it to his driving bus, who was shocked. They wondered what was his drive problem. The passengers became listened to him as he told them what happened.
It is a powerful drive across desert. No man has ever...
Said them quietly.
One man is. He is powerful warlock, and he discovered the desert incredibly.
Scarce children.
One mother said, and she was scared with earmuffs. It's not cold in deserts, so Mr. Oakland did not know why she wear them, so he leaves bus operation to investigate. A man who was there drove as well because he could drive a bus with his license. The earmuffs made a scientific discovery.
It keeps me cool while the bus drive,
she explained. Mr. Oakland decided to believe her story, but knew there was something up.
We nearly hit a skunk, said the driver man, who was named Bob Orlando, and he speak with no nervousness, for the task was unfrightening.
We did not hit, so it okay.
I must drive, for safety,
Mr. Oakland say, and he get back in the wheel.
Bob Orlando fall. He's sick!
No,
Bob replied.
Thank you for your concern, kind woman. I have lost in my balancing.
When he gets up, they find blood.
How far to Las Vegas? If they have hospital,
the lady woman said with a dress in her fist.
It is 7 hours and 45 minutes more, so hold on for speed. But we must make most of gasoline.
So they did not speed up.
I'm okay.
Bob put his hand on the blood and it stopped, so it was only small blood.
What is name?
Margaret,
she said distantly as lookout window in the desert. It was hot, so she holding the dress carefully in case of hot exhaustion.
I see you are wearing an expensive dress.
Thank you. It's one of my favorite clothing, but it is not important. I have met my boyfriend in Las Vegas, and he will be in trouble.
Bob was sad that she had girlfriend,
but knew he would win her triumphantly to like him,
and maybe get a very good cup of coffee.
But why?
He asked of information.
My boyfriend is with the FBI, and they have dangerous terrorists.
That is outrageous!
Bob demanded.
I hope you're safe.
Thank you for concerning you.
Mr. Oakland thought carefully. It was too hard to tell the truth that him first name was Kyle Roberts and he worked for FBI too. But internal affairs sent him to watch FBI, so he noted that Margaret boyfriend would be him job. Stressed, he almost drove off the line, but he pressed left and did not.
It was a close one,
he said, but no one understand. And did not know, so he did not bother with them. One man on the bus was from India, and he talked of what it like to grow up in India. When they arrived, boyfriend was got shot.
He am hit by bullets,
Margaret thought very loudly.
This is all because terrorists.
Mr. Oakland punched fist in the air with anger. He was angry. Boyfriend say,
I am Jim, and I'm your cousin Kyle.
It was too much, and so Mr. Oakland cried in bus for 8 hour drive back to Tucson, Arizona. He never found out how it went at hospital, and was never told.
What happened?
Asked an old woman.
This is frightening me.
We will tie back soon, but it will be very dark,
he said to new passengers. One of the passengers worked with Kyle Roberts for FBI many years ago, but Mr. Oakland could not tell him the harsh news. The end. Dedicated to the brave FBI.